Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, February 14th.
Heart bubbles.
Happy Valentine's Day, Tori, and everybody else. We prepared a great show for you for Valentine's Day. Yes. And if you think this show is cool today, it's on fucking steroids.
Whoa.
Right? Today we're going to have an awesome show. And we're going to talk dating and everything. And we've got the top person to talk to us about it. So this is going to be cool, but we can't move on until we talk about what's going on in the White House, Tori.
Yes.
You want to update us on what's going on?
I mean, very happily.
I'm sure you are, right? You want to see the government topple down.
No,
right?
I just think it's happening on its own. Yeah, so it's been about 25 days, I think. It's been the 25th day. And General Flynn has resigned after it was discovered that he was speaking to Russia before everything was put into place right by the inauguration, and told the vice president that he wasn't discussing the sanctions, and turns out he forgot that he was.
Oh, he forgot.
So, oops.
Wow.
So he is resigned, and right now the government reform committee is meeting and discussing. I was listening to it on the way here about independent investigation, because apparently, when did the president know what is right. What everyone wants to know.
Right, yeah.
So, and apparently people knew about it 3 weeks ago. So people like Kellyanne Conway, they want a Matt Lauer, and Matt Lauer skewered her because he was like, that doesn't make sense, Kellyanne. Uh-huh. They said they knew about this 3 weeks ago, but now they're saying they didn't. And I'm like, when Matt Lauer skewers you, it's a bad day.
That's true, huh?
Because he's like a little bit more of a softball type of show, but right. She was just,
And at this
crazy.
Point, you don't know who in the administration is infected with this, you know, that had something to do with it. You
right,
know?
And you don't know who knew when, and like,
right.
So, and also he was, he did go to a dinner hosted mm-hmm. by Putin, and we found out he was paid for it, and they were, all of that could be seen as illegal, because you right. can't basically do that as a retired general and officer, yeah. take money from foreign, you know,
really?
Groups. So
wow.
yeah, so it's just like there's a whole big old mess.
Oh God, like yeah. that's what we need right now, you
yeah,
know?
I know. Wow. It's a crazy thing. And now it's, and you know, the whole thing was that the North Korea did a ballistic missile test, and Trump found out about it on the patio of Mar-a-Lago, mm-hmm. and then just like openly discussed it with President Abe of Japan, and like in no way did they get a secure phone or get a secure text. Or so they could be also like so many people could have overheard. So now they're investigating that because
right.
he didn't know you needed to have a secure look. He just like
he
was
didn't
there
know.
Was like paid guests around him, and he's
yeah,
like
right.
North Korea. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, yeah. man. What have we got going on?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know, man. But today is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a lot about it. But I just wanted to say that a couple of people were saying that I guess more people are single or unmarried now than at any time. You
well,
know? So that's
I can understand.
Yeah.
The divorce rate's very high. Why
right?
would you start?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding. I love love.
I know you love love. And some people may be in love with love and maybe not married to the right person, you know?
That's
so
very clear.
I don't know. But
yes.
but we're gonna not going to go there yet, because we're going to spend the whole show on that.
Oh, nice.
But let me ask you this. I mean,
yeah.
and, okay. Do you think that racism was why Adele beat Beyoncé at the Grammys?
Whoa, words, wait, we jumped so fast. I
you know
whiplash.
What I'm saying? Yeah, I know what I'm saying, but it's like...
Wait, we're going to the Grammys now.
You know what? Let's not go there. I don't want to talk about this shit.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Jerry Sandusky, remember him?
Yeah, I know his son.
His son now is facing child sex soliciting
charges.
Yeah,
he was arrested
wow.
yesterday. Yeah.
I mean, is that something or what? You know?
That's the word for it. That's something.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was soliciting and... I mean, he's sending this girl... text asking her for nude pictures. How does he think it's going to end?
Yeah.
I mean, do they, you know,
it's never gone well for anyone who's done that, right?
Right.
Like, it's never ended in being like, la la, and they lived happily ever after.
Exactly. I don't think that happens.
It's Jared Fogle in jail. Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. And people don't understand that, you know, you're ruining a person's life, a little child's life, and you got to pay. You got to pay big time for
that.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
even the people in jail go after those people in jail that are child molesters.
Right.
Yeah. So they're not, they don't even like you.
Right.
What do you have? Nothing.
Yeah, like they're like clean and everything. Right?
Yeah, but they're judged. Right, exactly. But still, they're like, oh my God. Now, right. I murder people, but I don't do that. You know what I mean? Back the beep, beep.
I know. So. People are crazy, man. But
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? Let's get to our guest now. And that's why I don't want to talk about the other bullshit because it's too heavy. And we're going to spend a nice show today. We're joined by Laurel House, dating and empowerment coach. Welcome to the show, Laurel.
Thank you.
Now, Laurel has been on the show about 1,000,001 times. And every time she comes here, I love it because she's so fun. Aww. And she's shiny, and you always wear the yellow and the blonde and all that stuff.
She's like a child.
Oh, my God.
Shiny object. Yay. My God.
I so know. Silly.
But no, Laurel, you have a great energy about you, and we always love to have you and everything.
Thanks.
And, of course, today was an appropriate day. She asked if she could come on Valentine's Day, and I felt actually honored, you know, because you can be in a lot of places, and you probably are, but you also chose to be with us today.
I did.
That's a
cool
thing. It's a big thing.
Because today is your day, pretty much, right?
You know what? It is my holiday. It's my favorite holiday, and because it celebrates something that I think we need to celebrate a little bit more of, which is love. Right. And there are so many people who are like, oh, screw Valentine's Day. It's cheesy. You know what? If that's how you want to view it, okay. Yes, it is a Hallmark holiday. Fine. And that's not how we have to view it. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's
you
true,
can
right?
still look at it as a day to just celebrate and to acknowledge and put a little bit of effort into your love life, whether you're single, dating for a long time, married, newly married for a long time.
No, like you hit the nail on the head. What it is a day to put in the effort.
Yes.
That's all it should be.
That's true,
a
right?
great
yes.
way of saying that, because I am putting in a little more effort.
Right. Mm.
I'm going to have something a little bit nicer on, maybe underneath. I'm going to think about I'm going to think about brushing my hair. No, but I'm serious. You're right.
Yes.
It is the idea of putting a little more effort.
Yes.
Right.
It's a very good
you
idea.
You don't
call.
Have to do what people think you should do. Like
right. yeah, whatever effort
to
means to you.
Right. You don't have to do flowers and chocolate and cards. You don't have to do the traditional Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
If that's cheesy to you, don't do it. If it's not cheesy to you, then do it.
Yeah. That's
do
true,
whatever
right? Do
makes
what's
sense
comfortable.
For you.
If you love a good sushi restaurant, do that with your loved one.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you want to have put a tent up in the middle of your living room
oh,
and
God.
Have
my
dinner
husband
in the
made
tent.
Me a fort. I loved it.
But I, you know, that's something that's sexy and fun and different. You know, write a poem. It doesn't fucking matter. Just do something.
I
that's
like this.
True. Exactly. And and if you have a playroom, go and play in your playroom, right? Like Christian,
like,
whatever.
For Christian Grey.
Yeah, Christian Grey. You know, you
can always talk about that.
Don't even start. Don't even start.
You can buy somebody a room like that.
Hey, I like that playroom idea.
Everyone
yeah, really.
Likes that. Every girl I know likes that playroom.
Really?
Oh,
that's very
interesting. At least a treasure box in the room that's filled with like super sexy, fun things. Mm. And the thing is, you don't actually have to go out and buy the expensive tools and adult playthings. You can use very normal things that you have, like a belt.
Whoa. Now she's talking. We just went over the edge. A belt.
You can, though. I mean, you can use things that you already have. You can leaves. Instead of going and buying a feather tickler, take some leaves off.
I don't know.
Plate.
I don't want leaves down my... I don't... I worry. I worry about if there's a caterpillar or the... I worry about the insect. I want a feather and
it's
not
okay.
like a pigeon
get a feather.
No,
it's
right.
Fake
yes.
feather.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And you can get those soft handcuffs and everything, you
yes.
know? It's like, go into a sex store and get some things, get some
oh
items.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I was on KTLA Morning News yesterday morning, and I wore handcuffs on the show, and I wasn't caught.
What do you mean? You just, they didn't know?
They didn't realize.
Was it just behind your back?
No, it was a bracelet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Yeah. Right. I went on like, okay, am I going to get in trouble for this? Because I'm their regular dating coach. Like if they got, I mean, now they're like, well,
that's
never
awesome.
Coming on the show again. Now, granted, they were made of gold and it was
super
a bracelet
cute. Yeah.
And they were beautiful and they were still handcuffed. So
right.
I was very proud of myself because I had gone on the show a couple weeks ago with sort of a like a leash thing around my neck.
Hello.
That had, it was a leather draping,
like almost a harness
leash.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they didn't appreciate that.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I had to take that off prior to going on.
Wow. No leashes, it turns out, allowed. How strange.
They like me because I'm edgy. To a point.
To a point. And then they say, take that edge back.
Right, yeah,
I've been
yeah.
told that all of my life.
Right.
All my life.
Yeah, so I always have to put in like something that just pushes the limit. Which brings me back to what we were talking about before you brought me on, which is the sexy photos. And having people say, hey, can you send me some sexy naked photos of you? Can I tell you how common that is, you guys?
Really?
I've been asked all...
But only guys ask that. Women don't ask that unless you're in a relationship already.
Yeah, women
right?
don't really ask it, but guys do. And let me tell you, it's not just guys you're in a relationship with. It's guys that... I've had guys who I am considering dating, and we're just starting with the texting section. And
that is a red flag.
Sends me photos. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, well, I
like,
mean, why
come
do they,
on, guys.
What are they thinking?
Serious? Well, I mean, there are enough sexy photos of me online. Just go and do a Google search, Laurel House.
Whoa.
But those are ones that I, you know, put up for
put up
reasons.
There, right.
And generally it's to inspire my clients to also go and take boudoir photos or something. But people actually think that this is okay. And it's just... The reason is that we've become so desensitized.
Yeah.
Because they're swiping as if they're not people.
That's exactly
so
what
now
it
they're
is.
Like, hey, show me nudes because someone will.
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Not only someone, lots of someones.
Really?
Oh my God.
Wow.
I was actually, I was engaged to a guy who was a celebrity chef. Sorry, because he's people are now going to know who he was. And
I was like, go.
That's okay. That's the place to say.
And thankfully, he lives in Finland now, so he's not listening currently. Yeah. He could be.
But that's okay. He
no,
should
he
be
has,
responsible
he,
for his
No,
actions.
And we've discussed it. And he had photos. His whole phone was filled with photos of girls' boobs.
What?
Because he said that girls would just send them.
Why
I don't
is he
know.
Keeping these photos? Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
it
right.
was in his computer, just a ton of photos. And truly, girls just send that stuff. Right. Like, they send sex, they send boobs, they send vagina, they send dildos. No,
but what ages are we
photos.
Talking about? This is not like grown women, is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. This is
really?
Grown women. Yeah. This is
I know
probably
lot, yeah.
women in their too young to be sending the photos up yeah. to 50s, 60s.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because they feel like this is going to get me a little more attention.
That's true,
this
huh?
is going to
stand out. But everyone's doing it, and you all look silly.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
And if you want to send nude photos, I'm all for it. I'm just saying, don't do it to some random dude.
Yeah.
Right. And and don't do it unsolicited or anything. You know, if you want to send it to somebody, and, you know, and that's what I don't understand. I mean, you know, you tell me some things I didn't realize about women, for example, like with the Christian Grey thing. I happen to think it's because he's a billionaire that's it's attracting a lot of women. What if this was like in a trailer park and it happened? Do you think people would look at it the same way?
Here's what I love.
I love trailer
about.
Park.
Yeah, right.
That's my favorite type of
yeah, but they would
no, you know what's sexy about Christian
Grey? It's the power.
It yeah. is the power, and it doesn't matter how wealthy you are, you can still have that energy and that power. It's what he brings to the table. And what I love about that book and the movies, and people are like, well, the movies suck, the acting wasn't great, the dialogue isn't good.
I have a big crush
you know
on
what?
Jamie Dornan.
No, who cares?
It
we're
doesn't.
That for
that's not the point. The right. point of that movie is that it gives us permission to explore that area. And the reality is that women have very, very active fantasy
that's
lives.
What I was telling him. I
right.
go,
yes.
Right.
I go, you would think that's weird. You will be crazed if we went into people's fantasies.
Holy
women,
right.
shit.
And they're very detailed.
Oh, my
right.
God.
There's a smell involved.
Yes.
I've got a whole thing. I got backstories. I got
yes.
extras on my side.
Totally. There's wow. We women are so in our heads, and that's the thing that a lot of guys don't realize, which is why dirty talking is so important.
Amen. Ooh.
And why so many of these other tricks and stuff in the room
Amen.
Is essential, because it keeps the woman in our mind and in the current moment, which is Ooh. While we're having sex with our guy. Because let me tell you, if we don't have the dirty talk, if we don't have the other stuff and we're kind of getting a little bored and we've already come or we know we're not going to, then we're sitting there and we're like, okay, oh my God, I forgot to to feed the dog. Shit.
It's okay. The dog. Or no, wasn't Beyonce so good at the Grammys?
So I mean,
she
good.
Was so great. Yeah.
You know,
she pregnant?
So you got
to go
to
the
grocery store.
I
mean, it's truly
right?
like our mind starts going crazy. Right. And so it is the guy's responsibility in a lot of ways. And men are visual creatures. All they have to do is look at the body that's laying underneath them.
Exactly. And we're ready.
Yes. But yeah. the woman needs to have this other dialogue going on in our minds.
Yeah. She needs like a story almost, you know. But I think guys need it too. You know, I know that I do. Because, yes, I can get horny right away and everything, but it's still, there's got to be a story there. There's got to be some kind of a setting where it's not just an empty act. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the thing with dirty talk that I think is really interesting. So many people are afraid of it because they think that you have to perform.
Right.
They think that you have to, like, tell a crazy story or
or be like, oh, you're bad, daddy. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
whoa.
Right.
Just but it's nowhere near what I mean.
All it is saying what you're seeing.
Exactly. What you want. Exactly.
What you want them to feel.
Right.
And it's just,
right.
it really is that simple. And then you might get into, yes, I'm your dirty slut or
sure,
something like
fine.
That.
Sure, that's fine. Totally okay.
That's what is in your mind in that
sure.
moment, and that's where they are bringing you.
Totally.
It really is so easy, and men need to do 95% of the dirty talking, of the talking that's happening.
And that's not hard to do at all. I mean,
well, some guys, around, that's
you know?
Very hard to do.
Really?
Because it's very
scared.
Intimidating of like, how do I'm like, oh, do it to me, baby.
Right.
Like, they're terrible at it, so they're singing bad in 90s
yes,
songs.
Yes, oh my
but,
God.
But you really have to just to be like, oh, you know what would feel good? This, or, you know, I don't know. And then be more aggressive about it.
Right.
And you know
I want
what's
this.
Really interesting about dirty talk? It can... You can totally control a woman's orgasm with it.
I 100% understand that.
All the guy has to do is start talking and then say, and then when he sees that you're sort of getting to a point, even if you're thinking like, even if a woman's like, yeah, I'm not going to come. It's just not happening today. I'm distracted or not feeling it. If he suddenly says, I want you to come.
Right.
Then you're like... Oh my!
Really? And
oh,
that's not a,
and then he says,
that's
"I
not
want
pressure,
you to,
though."
No, I want you to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it now. You're going to do it harder, deeper, longer. And suddenly, you're like, "Holy shit! Where did this come from?"
Right.
I'm turned on right now by this chick. I love Laurel.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Kidding.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I know Laurel is a firecracker.
I just go right into fucking.
Yeah, there you go. That's where you go. You can't say that on KTLA.
I know. I have to get all my curse words out.
Exactly.
That's where you do it.
Even on KNX the other day, they cut out. I mentioned 50 Shades of Grey, and they edited it out.
Are you serious?
Totally.
Wow.
The whole segment on what
they edit
said?
Out 50 Shades. When I said 50 Shades,
what?
That was cut out.
Maybe it's a licensing thing.
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
No,
but,
that can't be.
But
I mean,
the reason why I brought it up is because for Valentine's Day, and this is something that, you know, I encourage people to push their limits and to test themselves and get out of their box. And so many people are afraid to do it. And 50 Shades is a safe way to do it. And I think one of the good ways to do it is on Valentine's Day or around this time. And there are actually a couple of restaurants that are doing partnerships with the 50 Shades of Grey, with 50 Shades movie theaters. So like Yamashiro, which, holy shit, you guys. Have you guys been to Yamashiro?
Very good.
Never have.
It's very good.
What is it, sushi?
It is sushi, and it is one of the most beautiful restaurants. It's up next to the Magic Castle.
Yeah.
I'm a born and bred West Angelino. I never went until the other night.
Really?
And it was stunning. And the food was excellent. And they have special Valentine's dinner that they're doing. And then they're in partnership with the Chinese theater. So after the dinner, then you go down to the Chinese theater and you watch 50 Shades.
Oh, that's cool.
So
like
it's
that.
A nice date night. And then... Tuck Room Tavern.
Sounds like
in,
it's going to cost $1,000, though.
It's really not that expensive. No.
Okay.
It's a set.
I love your
list.
It's going to suck, though.
No, because on Valentine's Day, though, they jack up the prices. They really
you
do.
You know what? Yeah. I see that also, and I don't feel like Yamashiro is doing that. It's really.
Oh, okay,
it's
cool.
Not that, it's a set menu. It's not that expensive. The alcohol was excellent. The special drinks were excellent, which I like special drinks.
Uh-huh.
And then Tuck Room Tavern in Westwood. Have you guys been to the IPIC Theater?
No.
Oh, well, you can order?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah, you can order food
yeah.
and drink.
So now they
The movie theater?
Yeah.
Food and drink.
Oh, my gosh, the movie theater. So Sherry Yard, who was Wolfgang Puck's like main person, ended up leaving Wolfgang's restaurants, and she's opened Tuck Room Tavern, which is next to IPIC Theater in Westwood.
Okay.
And it is this gorgeous restaurant. the food is so good, and you dine in there, and there's a, they're having a special Valentine's thing also, and then all you do is stroll into the theater, which is attached to the restaurant. You sit in these layback seats. You have a pillow, a blanket, like you can snuggle up. It's so amazing.
It is the best way to do it. And you can lay down.
Oh my God, yeah. It's amazing. And then in the middle of the movie, if you're doing this special 50 Shades thing, then a server comes up and hands you this super sexy champagne cocktail, and then a chocolate push pop.
Oh God.
Oh my God, with whipped cream, and like, it's so good. And then a blindfold, like a lace mask. So sexy,
that's
you guys.
Cool.
But it's a great way to incorporate fantasy. And like, I think couples need to just say, stop being in this headspace of I can't do it, or it's uncomfortable, or I don't want to, and just go. Just do it. Just allow yourself to get out of your box and experience something that does feel a little uncomfortable. It honestly, if you've been stuck in a rut, like you're married.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been stuck in a rut for a long time, it's hard to get out of that rut.
Very true. And it I think but something like something that works for us is like if we go to dinner and we talk about, now I'm being all like, no, I don't want to say anything. No, we talk about things that we enjoy that the others do, and then you're already in the mood, and then it's like, woo, fireworks.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. You're able to communicate, though.
Yeah, we've never had an issue there, which is great.
Good.
But it is hard for, once you are in a rut, sometimes people have a hard time getting out of that rut. And so it's making, and then it's like, well, it's awkward, so I'm not going to do it. And then you go down this road of, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to put effort. And then we're going into divorce because people are not communicating.
Mm-hmm.
So instead it's saying, you know what, fuck this. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to make the decision to put some effort into this and go. Same thing with dating, with singles. Well, I don't want to go out. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to go talk to that guy or that girl. You know what? Just do it. Like, what do you have to lose? They're going to say no. Big fucking deal.
That's true. But yeah, well, maybe not a lot of people said no to you. Maybe that's not, that's why you're saying that. But
No. I have been that girl who was a wallflower. I am an introvert. People think that I'm the ultimate extrovert. So not true at all. I'm a major introvert. I'm very shy. I used to have extreme social anxiety.
Wow.
So even thinking about it now, my throat is starting to like shake. Wow. I'm getting all getting anxious.
It's okay. You're in good company, Laura. Relax.
We're all anxious.
Don't
we're
freak
good.
Out on us though.
But I have that like deep insecurity, and I have been rejected a lot.
Really?
And I had to put effort into myself. And it's not just about looks. It's about attitude. Just going back to Christian Grey thing. Yeah. It's about having the confidence.
Yeah. That's attitude is a lot. Totally. Swagger. It's like swagger is like 80%.
Swagger. That's such a good
word. I know. Isn't that a good word? Yes. I feel like that should be a cool drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just that I feel that the negative thoughts are so powerful. You know, the I guess those even subconscious memories of rejection are so powerful that they paralyze you.
Yeah.
It totally immobilizes you.
And
then
they're probably triggers for all types of bad memories.
Yes.
However, once you, and this is coming from studying Buddhism, which is very similar in a weird way to this talk.
Yeah.
Once you realize that those memories don't actually do anything, they can't actually hurt you.
Yeah.
You're
right.
In no real danger.
Right.
You're ready to fight or flight because you're feeling like I'm going to be triggered. You're not in any actual danger.
Right.
And if you can remember that, you can slow, relax a little bit.
And it's also taking the pressure off of you. So it's not about necessarily picking someone up, because that's where the rejection is. If you take off that pressure and just think, I'm just going to make a connection. This is something I do with a lot of my male clients, because there's a lot of fear of going of in-person pickup, which is why,
understandably,
which is why apps and online dating, more so now apps, are so popular. There's this like, I have to go talk to the girl and then get her phone number and then go on a date and then she's going to become my girlfriend. Like, no. All you have to do is smile and make eye contact.
Mm.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then if you're able to go from there to, hi, I'm Sam. Mm-hmm. I noticed that you're looking at this broccoli and like examining all the different broccolis. What exactly are you looking for?
Yeah.
You know, it's again, just make a statement of the environment. Just like with dirty
just
talking.
Just notice something. Yeah.
Yeah. And then talk about what you're noticing. One of the best, I've had two really great pickups in different locations. One was a guy at an airport. And I was sitting in the lounge and I was not in the mood to be talked to. Like, I was obviously not in the mood. And he came up to me and he's like, look, you seem like you're a little bit uncomfortable right now, because I had a scowl on my face. Can I get you a glass of water or a drink or anything? And I was like, no. He said, okay, well, I'm going to go up to the bar and get myself a glass of wine. I would love to get you one. It was like, I'm okay, thanks. So he walked away and he came back and he said, here's a bottle of water. I think maybe you need a little freshening up. And he sat down next to me and we started chatting. We ended up dating.
Yeah, wow. You see, and that's the thing. That's the attitude to that's do. I would have been out of there so long
ago. I was going
to
say, when she said no, I would have been like, so sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I gotta go.
That, totally. Not only that, but you tell yourself, you see, I told you so.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's I think that's what's scary. It's not so much the rejection as the depression afterwards.
Mm. Yes.
Where you tell yourself, you see,
that's
it's
exactly
like you reinforce all the negative things about you.
You know, and it's so common, and every single person has a negative script in their mind. I mean, even me, yesterday after KTLA, I went and I watched the segment, and I was like, God, I looked so bad. I can't believe I screwed up that beginning thing. I'm such an idiot. And I asked a couple of my friends, and they were like,
we didn't see that.
No,
hold on, what are you
it.
Talking about? Right. And I said, no, but I remember the moment when my mind went blank. I remember that moment.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
And then I saw it, and I saw my mind go blank while watching.
But no one else sees that.
No one else saw.
Yeah, of course.
So it's just, I was beating myself up, and no one saw it. It's the same thing with picking up. You're beating yourself up, and the girl didn't even notice. She has no idea.
Right.
This other great pickup that I received once was, I was at Whole Foods. I was in my sweats.
Whole Foods has become a dating scene.
Holy shit, is that a good pickup place?
There's certain ones where on certain nights, it's different
things. Oh my gosh, Venice Lincoln is so good.
You know what? I'm going to check out these places once, because people tell me you can pick up people at the store. I never see anybody picking up anybody. They don't give a shit.
So I was at the salad bar.
You're at Ralph's. Go to Whole Foods.
I know.
Yes.
Really?
I was at the salad bar making my salad. Uh-huh. And a guy came up to me and he said, you look like you really know how to make a salad. Like, whenever I make a salad, it's disgusting. Can you please tell me your strategy? Now, as a dating coach, of course, my response was different than the average person. I decided that my strategy, the explanation of it, would be the way that I would explain a healthy relationship. So I said, yeah, so you're going to start with some lettuce because you need like a nice foundation. And then you might need a little bit of excitement. So maybe some croutons, a little bit of a crunch. And then something that's warm and comforting. So I'm actually going to go to the warm area and get some chicken and add some hot chicken to that. And then something just soft and soothing. So a little bit of tofu. And then I explained how to make this salad. He was like, holy shit, like, you just explained a relationship. Right. And then he asked me for my number and we started dating.
Yeah, but you see, you
the
invited him
pickup.
In. You
salad pickup.
You invited him in. You showed you were interested. I mean, you know,
yeah,
the thing
is... But I didn't initially. I was looking down, minding my own business, making my salad.
And
he had to come up to me and ask me a question and take me out of my space.
That's true.
That's the thing that most people are afraid of, because we're all on our phones all of the time.
Very isolated.
Totally.
Like, even her airport guy asked her like 3 times and didn't give
different
up.
Different ways.
So that he was like, hey, can I get you this? Well, you know what? And he didn't give up.
Yeah.
So she didn't give him any indication. And yet he kind of, now you don't want to be annoying about it, but you want to be like, you know, a good attitude of a strong swagger is very important. Even if you don't have it, you fake it.
Yeah, right.
I feel like that's important when I go to auditions and I'm like, I am not ready for this. Everyone is way skinnier than me. I am like, when I walk in, I am Heidi Klum in my head.
Exactly.
That's exactly.
I'm the hottest.
Yeah. It's something that I call that chick. And I've used that chick to make my entrance so many times when I've been nervous, insecure, not sure about what I'm doing there, whether it is going to speak at an event or walking into a room. And that chick is confident. That chick is pretty. She knows what she has. She knows what she has to offer. She knows why she's there. She knows how to talk to people. She's engaging. So I engage that chick to walk in on my behalf and start the conversation, because she doesn't care, that chick.
Yeah.
If someone else doesn't like that chick, that's okay. She's just going to be
that
her
chick.
Best
she doesn't
self.
Care. Yeah. That's like Sasha Fierce. So Beyonce.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So Beyonce is terrified of being on stage. And so is Adele, which is why Adele like loves her so much.
Right.
And so she puts on a persona that she came up with called Sasha Fierce.
Right.
So Beyonce, you'll see the switch. She's all Sasha Fierce. And then the clapping stops. And she'll turn into be like, oh, it's Beyonce again. And she like runs backstage. So yeah, that's the same. You just name the persona.
Yeah.
But she always talks about being Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, it's creating a whatever it is that you need to do that will allow you, that will give you permission to be yourself.
Right.
Because that's actually what it is. Like when we're alone in our home, we're not all freaked out usually. So it's just giving yourself permission to be yourself when you're out.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the people who love you the most, like your closest network of people, do they love you, Sam, because you are so smart?
No, I mean, I see where you're going
with
that.
They love you so, because of who you are, right?
The sum of all your parts.
Because of your humanity.
Right.
Because of your of the areas of weakness and vulnerability. Yeah. That's why they love you. Right. People don't love me, Laurel House, because I talk about sex and because I put on my face and I do whatever I do. That's not why my closest friends I've been close with since... my closest friend, Tony, I've been close with since I was four.
Wow.
And he didn't know this Laurel back then. He loves me because of who I am. And when I'm with him, I am that person. And it was very hard for me to allow myself to be this person in dating also. And as soon as I started to be this person, I had a different response from people.
Yeah.
The energy changes.
Yeah, because it's not perfection. Like when I'm on the radio or I'm doing something, it's a heightened version of me, but it's still me. It's certainly not perfect. And because the reality is, especially in LA, this is a huge problem. People put on perfection. They think that's what they need to do. So they go on dates. I'll have clients who like it. They'll say, I've been on four or five dates with this person. And then all of a sudden, and we had sex and now they don't want me anymore. And I don't know what I did wrong. I was perfect. Right.
So well,
that's what you did wrong.
Yeah.
You were perfect.
Oh.
You didn't show your humanity. Everything was always good. No, I'm so fun and nice and happy all the time. Do you want sushi or pizza? Whatever you want. Like, it's just...
That ends after a while, right?
What do you like to do during the day? Oh, I go to yoga and then I like long walks on the beach and then I sit home with my puppy.
Right.
And then...
That's what they write in the profiles. Everybody with the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, and now, so this is a good... segue to the apps and to the dating and all that. And I wanted to ask you, Laurel, I mean, you know, I've been using apps and things like this very unsuccessfully, I would say.
That's very common.
Yeah, but what I want to say is that I don't think dating is the same for every age group.
You know,
would you say that things change? I mean, look, at this point in my life, my dating pool is pretty narrow at this point. You know, I'm 56 years old. I don't want to date anybody older than me. And, you know, I can only go so much lower. So, but when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, the pool is huge. So, you know, so that's what I'm saying.
You know what app actually... Every person...
Don't send me to seniors app, I'll kill you.
No. Every person dates based on their dating style and dating purpose. So if your dating purpose is fun, self-exploration, or to be in a committed monogamous relationship, those are the three dating purposes. And oftentimes, regardless of our dating purpose, we date in the style of fun. And that's the problem. Because we present as this lighthearted, easygoing, let's go hang out, as opposed to let's go on a date. And
so
that's the problem. So every type of style, purpose, and person has a specific app that's right for them.
I see what you're saying. So for long-term relationships,
I would say long-term relationship, your age and your style.
Drum roll.
I would either do Happn, Hinge, or in person. And here's
never
why.
Never heard of any of them.
Let's start with the first.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tinder and Bumble are no good for me.
No, they're not. And the reason is that is all just... it's
like
one-dimensional.
Hookups?
It's not hookups anymore. No.
It's not?
I've seen relationships.
Really?
Because I thought Tinder's like for hookups for younger people.
It used to be.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the thing. Those people who were on there for hookups.
They're old.
They're old. They're still on there.
They're my friends still on there.
And
they want,
now they're ready for something real.
That's right. Yeah. That's very true. They grew up
and stayed on Tinder and their dating purpose has changed. So there's actually a lot of really high quality people on Tinder right now. I suggest Tinder to a lot of people. I don't suggest it for you because it is one dimensional. It is just about face, age, occupation, fun in the dimension. Happen okay. is one that I think would be really good for you.
So this happen. Is happen is the app, guys.
Yeah, H-A-P-P-N okay. is how you spell it.
Okay.
And it was actually developed by a French guy who is, I think he's still in France, in Paris, and he's very romantic. And they're all, for him, he feels like apps are bullshit because uh-huh. he likes the romance. And so he wanted to create an app that allows for real interaction and real meeting. So Happn shows you who you might have happened upon in real life. So it's not about the app. It's not about the profile. It's not about any of that. It's basically just saying these are the people who you oh. happen upon in your daily life often. And oh my gosh, you guys happen to be in the same bar right now.
Oh, whoa. Wow. So it tells you when you guys are in the same place.
Yeah. So
right.
then you
but
can go up
to them.
But
obviously both of you have to have the app.
Yes. Yeah. And there are a lot of people on this app. There
really?
Are a lot
yeah,
of
I've
marriages.
Heard of it.
Because
I've heard
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool because so that's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you can go up to the person because I feel like for you, Sam, it's yeah. about in person.
Exactly,
are,
in person.
Yes. So yeah. so with
on
Happn,
paper, I don't look very good.
Yes, you do.
No, that's not
no,
what it
really
is.
Don't.
No, that's not what it is at all. It's yeah. just like for me also in person is better because people will judge me based on my look and they'll have an expectation of how I'm going to be. And it is so very different from who I actually
from who you
am.
Are, right?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
So for me, in person is also better.
That's
so
true.
So for you, it is. Then you're if you're on Happn, you happen upon someone.
So what does it do? Does it have like an alarm and they're like, you're nearby someone
no,
else?
I believe I mean, you're on it,
or
you
text
see
it or
the other
yeah.
people,
wow.
and then you can go up to them and say, hey, and then now this is not going to be your first date because I'm very much about chivalry and tradition when it comes to dating.
Right.
So for me, this is like, as you would happen upon someone at Whole Foods, hey, I'm Sam, I noticed that you're also on Happn, and then you can start a little conversation, and then if you like each other from that initial interaction, then you can decide if you want to go on a date,
right.
if you want to exchange information.
That is crazy. To
yeah.
me, because it tells you when you're near someone else. To me, really? That's like the future. That's a little Minority Report. You know that movie with Tom Cruise?
Yes.
They're like, beep, 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 beep,
yeah.
beep, beep. Like, that's insane that that's on the app now. That
yeah.
you can now don't even have to look around. It just tells
right.
you.
So it
but
allows
it's cool.
You
it's
to
like
have,
Uber.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, you know,
it's like
the
LinkedIn
cars
with
are.
Uber for dating.
But it's not about having a last minute date. That's
right.
the thing. Because I don't like the, hey, what are you up to? You want to go on a date now? I don't
yeah.
like that idea at all.
No, it's a way
still
to meet,
need
though.
To have
right?
It's a way to
yeah,
meet. Another one is Hinge. And what I like about Hinge just did a rebranding. So they are now considering themselves to be a relationship app as opposed to a dating app.
Oh, that's
app.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart.
And I actually just talked about this on Nightline the other night, which I thought it was interesting that Nightline contacted me because this feels like such a big thing for them
yes.
that it's a relationship style app. So what's different about this is it's no longer just one dimensional because it shows the app requires you to answer questions that show more of your personality.
Yeah, the questions are good is what I've
yeah,
heard on
it shows
Hinge.
Your humanity.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you didn't do for a living what you do now, what would you have done? And maybe that sounds like a stupid question, but
that
it does
a lot.
Show, it shows another side of you. What funny thing, like it's just, it's about funny things. What it does is create a feeling.
Yeah.
And you don't get a feeling on a lot of other apps because
that's
you're
true.
Just looking
yeah,
at
yeah,
the one dimension. Wow. With Hinge, you can get a feeling. You can laugh. You can see who they really are. You see another side of their personality. You see a lot of different styles of photos.
Right.
And when someone answers a question that they don't expect to be asked,
uh-huh.
they're going to give you a more real answer. So what I'm saying is people need to see your personality, Sam.
Mm, mm.
And the way that they're going to see your personality is either through meeting in person or an app that allows for a little bit more of your personality to be integrated in.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
so helpful.
I'm going to check those out.
Happn, Hinge.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I started dating my husband. We were very close. And then we started dating. He asked me on a Valentine's Day. In 2010.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I told him the story yesterday and then I said no and he went out with my nemesis, Lindsay, the
oh,
next day.
Oh my God.
And on the 16th,
yeah, listen to this.
I was like, I love you. Locked it down. But we started dating right before like the online dating thing. Really, I was on Match, but it was like the early, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so now I'm like, there's so many options that it's almost like too many options.
Yeah.
So that was very helpful.
Yeah, no, it is.
Think about what's the menu you need for what you're interested in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and the thing is with app dating is it's so casual. And because it's so casual, you can swipe, 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 swipe. People do it when they're bored.
Right.
And so
it's like a game. It is. That's what
and
I
a Candy
do.
Crush.
And
yeah.
it takes the excitement and intrigue out of it.
Right.
And then it makes for casual dating because the app, so the platform for dating is casual.
Everything
so
about it is casual.
So it makes everything else be casual. So you end up hanging out instead of going on a date. You go on a test date, which is a coffee date, which is bullshit. And they never work. I mean, they infrequently work out.
Yeah, how many times have you been like, this cappuccino and you? And it's, I'm like, I got to get home. Yeah,
exactly.
How it's sexy is a coffee
it's
date?
I have 30 minutes.
That's right.
Let me just quickly
do this. I'm parking poorly.
And
right.
here's the thing about dating is the only way that you will know if there's potential with this person is if your heart opens.
Yeah. And you got to talk to
and
them.
You can't
you
do
know,
that in like a Starbucks.
You can't do that in a Starbucks. Yeah. I mean, maybe some people can, but the reality is the lights are bright.
Yeah.
There's
and it's
someone
a
next
line.
To you on a
That's
computer.
Right.
There's a line. And so who pays?
Some people are gassy because there's a lot of milk.
But what if you don't want to commit to a few hours of dinner on the first
you
date?
You have to commit.
Okay.
No, but
okay, here
no,
we go. Sam,
no, I'll tell
Sam,
you why. Because
no,
what if you want to bail?
I know. So the first date is not your test date. The phone date
exactly.
is your test date.
That's what I
so
thought,
So you have
too.
To have a phone date prior right. to a first date.
And right. I believe in that. I don't like
hate
texting.
I
think
the
texting...
I hate the phone, too.
I
oh,
know,
my gosh.
But you know what? But the texting is only a
the
setup for a phone call,
yes.
I think.
Thank you,
can't, you,
Sam.
Yeah, you can't have a conversation by texting.
Really?
It sucks.
Oh, my gosh.
What about with emojis?
No,
no
but the amount,
I know.
The amount
short
of...
Short conversations, but not for, like,
people
long.
People can totally misinterpret and misunderstand.
And
they don't
do.
Hear your tone. You think that you're being sarcastic, you're coming across as a bitch. Like, it's just, it's too. Texting is dangerous at the very beginning of dating. You need to have a phone call, and that is your screener.
I guess Brooks. Yes, true. We kept talking on the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right before we.
But wait a minute. But you guys were already friends for many
years. Yeah. But my mom. I went home for Christmas break that year, and my mom kept getting the phone call ringing and said it was Brooks, and she was like, I knew something was up because the phone was like constantly. The phone calls increased like a lot.
Yes, and if you think back into like junior high and high school. When you had your first crush. And you would talk on the phone for hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
my
really
ears would,
get
like,
to know
be
someone.
All red.
Totally. And, like, burning hot. I mean, my mom would go in and literally pull the thing out of the wall and rip the thing out. And then we'd have to have the phone company come in because I talked so much to my first love.
Whoa.
And people say, you know, I'm never going to feel first love again. Well, that's because you're not sitting and getting to know each other and really being vulnerable and dropping your walls and dropping your guard.
And opening just, the heart.
Yeah, and opening the heart. And that and phone calls allow you to do that a little bit more.
Wow.
It needs to be a phone date, though. So if you're on an app, you're talking on the app, I like you, you're exchanging, you know, four or five exchanges, each substantive exchanges. What's the last thing that made you smile? What are you really looking forward to this weekend that you do every weekend? And why? There's always the and why that says something. It's not the what, it's the why. So you have these exchanges over an app, and then I would love to have a date. Great, let's have a phone call to discuss. Then you set a phone date. So the phone date's going to be in the evening when you're both available. You're not like, hey, I'm in between meetings, I have 5 minutes, just want to hear your voice. No. It needs to be you have time where you can sit comfortably, drink a glass of wine, have a cup of coffee at your home, be in the sofa, be in your jammies, be relaxed so that you can really get to know this person. After 30 minutes, an hour, then you know this person.
Right.
And you can decide at the end of this call if you want to date or not. If you decide, I don't really know, I don't want to date, but I'd feel bad because now we just talked for an hour.
Yeah, what do you
really?
Do?
So you're going to feel worse if you go on a date and then you have to end it?
That's the way I do it. That's the backwards ass way I would do it.
Totally.
Make it so much worse. Yes, okay, and then I'll marry, you know, like, well,
right,
the whole thing.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
No. And then
you just
ghost
don't
want to
be the bad guy.
I don't want to say no. I have a heart. Yeah.
So instead, you have to do it on the phone. And if you know your, it's like having a script. And this is something with my clients. I play Cyrano with them all the time because I give them the words and then they're empowered because they know what to say. So they're able to use them. So the end of the call, you don't feel like it's a fit. And they say, would love to go out with you. And you say, you know what? I think you're a really great person. I just don't feel like we're looking for the same thing right now. But thank you so much. It was really great getting to know you.
Oh my God.
There's a great way to end it.
I don't know if I could ever do that.
No.
You can send a text after.
That's what I would do. Okay, you know, that's what I would do.
It was really fun getting to know you. I just don't feel like we're on the same page, or I feel like we're looking for different things in our life right now, or I just don't feel like it's a match.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They're going to be able to take it just fine.
Yeah, I know.
Think
I don't
about
know why
how you would receive it, though. It's always like reverse it.
Okay.
So would you rather be just ghosted on? No, because then you're going to sit there like, what did I say wrong?
Yeah, like I would appreciate, but I wouldn't want it to say like there wasn't a match. I guess I would be like, always be like, I'm going through something, so I'm not ready for, always just make,
make it up. You could do it. Yeah. So how would you want to receive it though? Always think of how I want to receive it. Do you want, what if someone said, I think you're a great person, I just think we're looking for different things right now? That feels safe, because maybe you can think, oh well, he's just looking for a hookup and I'm looking for something real. So obviously you can then decide whatever that
filter it however
is
I want.
That you want. But if it's just, it's not a match, or I feel like we're looking for different things, that's a safe thing to say. That's same true. thing. So that's your screener date. Then you go on a date. Then you can do the longer date, Sam. So then you can do the drinks.
Exactly.
Or
then you do
dinner.
The drinks and the dinner.
Like
no problem.
You
of
have
course.
A foundation.
And now you know something about this person.
Yes, you do. I never want to go to dinner and be committed to a few hours if I don't know the person.
Exactly. And I agree. Look, I'm a single mom. Right. And so dating for me has historically been tough in terms of my time. My time is extraordinarily valuable because I only don't have my son one night a week. Whoa. So it's either I'm going to spend time with me, which I really love to do because I mentioned I'm an introvert. I love alone Laurel time. Uh-huh. Or if I decide to go on a date, that's kind of a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go out unless I have a lot of screening done.
That's true, right?
So basically you can really have a couple of first phone dates a night before you decide to go.
Can you do a phone date, like you said, where you really open up, and then maybe like some texting flirty things?
You can. Yeah, of course, you just have to be careful with that. I mean, again, because texting flirty, what if you are too flirty and they're ooh, that was weird.
Yeah, that would be me.
Or if you say like I have a lot of clients who get uncomfortable if a guy says baby or babe before they meet or even after the first date. Like, hey, babe, really excited to meet you tomorrow night. Like,
I know, I'm
sorry.
Like, you don't even know me.
You don't know me.
So there's dangerous. That's it's dangerous
just,
to do.
It is. There's so many landmines when it comes to texting that just avoid it, because they could end up ghosting on you because you said something that they misread now they're pissed, you're offended or whatever it is.
And that's before you even know each other.
Exactly.
You know?
Okay.
You're right.
You got to keep it kind of cool until you can really see their interaction in person.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's interesting about phone dates. I remember I was talking to this guy online who I felt like was such a match. Like, he was a dad. He was so nice. He was an attorney. We had great conversation. We got on the phone, and thank God I had a phone call with him, because all of a sudden it was like, yeah, my ex-wife did this and my company did that and they're trying to screw me and this person's screwing me and that person's and I'm going to sue them. And I was like,
bye,
Felicia.
Bye. This is what I need in my life.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Now, right?
Someone who's going to blame everything on me.
Yeah.
And what baggage? I mean, who needs that thing?
It was so overwhelming, and I didn't get that over our messaging.
That's true.
So I needed to have that on the phone, because did I want to sit through a dinner of listening to that? Yeah. Holy shit.
The other thing is, if I were single and had a phone date, I would be able to hear if they're laughing at me. And then I would know that's good. If they thought I was funny, because I don't think I would know.
Right.
And if they aren't, I am out. I don't want anything to do with you.
That's true. It's, and it's a comic, also, right? Yeah. And it's also figuring out what are your needs.
Right,
so
right.
What do you need in a relationship? Right. It's not, what do I want in a relationship? It's, what do I truly need?
What do you think you need in a relationship, Sam?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have time for it.
Oh, good
answer. To invite
them. It's a good app.
No, really, I'd love to. You know, I like when the spotlight's on me. I don't mind. But we're totally out of time. Laurel, people should, how can they contact you? How can they find out more about you?
They can go on my website, laurelhouse.com. They can go on follow me on Instagram at Laurel House, or on Twitter at Dating Laurel, or my YouTube channel, which is really where I have a lot of my waxing on my opinions, which is youtube.com/DatingLaurel.
Say that again. Sorry.
youtube.com/DatingLaurel.
And obviously, guys, she's a lot of fun. She's full of information. Go on her website, laurelhouse.com. A lot of stuff going on.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Like the phone thing and the texting dangers. I learned a lot.
We don't invite garbage on the
show.
No,
we do not.
Quality.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. But I thought I knew a lot, but I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
So just maybe in one sentence, do you have like one message you want to give to people today on Valentine's Day that we haven't mentioned yet?
It's not too late to put some effort into it. Even though it's already the day. Yes. If your guy loves old-fashioned options, then go out and buy a special whiskey and beautiful high quality maraschino cherries and a nice thing of bitters and present that as the present. Mm-hmm. You know, it put some effort into it. It's not too late. You don't have to run home and put on your garters. You don't have to necessarily go and buy flowers. Write a little poem on a piece of paper. It's not too late.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Laurel, thank you all so much. And Laurel, of course, you're going to have to come back. Of Keep course. Coming back all the time.
Until you are in a relationship, she's coming back. I want to know. Hey,
I coach a lot of people who are in relationships also to help them not fuck it up.
Not to fuck it up.
And that's the point, folks. Laurel is not just full of information. She can also help you in your dating, in your relationship and everything. Get in touch with her. She's not wasting her time. Obviously, you know what you're doing. You know what you're talking about. And you guys can catch her all over the place on and every media, pretty much, right?
She's everywhere.
So it has been a whirlwind of a week with Valentine's Day on the media. I feel like I'm running from one station to the next, but it's so much fun because, I mean, I love talking about dating and love and sex and relationships. There you go.
That's awesome. I love talking about sex, too.
I knew you were going to say it.
Except in bed, apparently. Yeah.
Right.
I'm telling you. But at any rate, folks, thank you all for listening to us. Tori, thank you.
Anytime.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Let's hope there's just love in the world.
Yes, people.
And
yes,
we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.